Disillusionment with the job that required him to work 2 days on and 2 days off in 12-hour shifts, spreading Russian disinformation became too much for Murat Mindiyarov. So he quit and began exposing the operation. It wasn't the hours that cemented his decision. It was the unethical activities.
For the moral reasons, of course, because it was very hard for me.
Writing and posting lies was something he could no longer stomach.
And when you do it every day and you paid for this, it's also something strange and stressful.
When he left, he, along with several other former trolls, troubled by what they had learned, began divulging the explosive deception. For several years, nothing happened. But on February 19th, 2018, things changed for Mindiyarov. His apartment was raided, and he found himself in police custody.
Well, they arrested me and my friend. They told that from the phone of my friend was made the call about the bomb.
They were accused of making a bomb threat. Nothing came of it, and they were released the next day. But friends of Murat say it was a shot across the bow to keep his mouth shut. But he's refused to do that.
Russian government and Mr. Putin, yeah, they are leading the country to some troubles. Now we are occupied by these unfair people who are just using the resources of the country, who are lying to us every day, who are suppressing our freedom.
After seeing the inside of a troll house and recognizing the international gravity of the situation and deciding to speak out about it despite the inherent danger of crossing the Kremlin has made Murat Mindiyarov something of a hero to some. He's reluctant to accept the title, but focused on warning Americans about the trap, and he offers two pieces of advice.
Never go to the troll fabric, never. And be careful when you are reading something, because it can be fake. Always double check.
JJ Green, WTOP News.